It is regrettable that the full weight of global commitment and action towards tackling the biggest challenges of our generation, of our planet, of our future is consistently being undermined by man-made disasters.
World leaders oppose the imposition by any nation of economic sanctions and or any type of coercive unilateral measures against another nation.
The deliberate policies and actions of countries which give rise to armed conflict or which result in the imposition of sanctions, economic embargoes and blockades invariably result in the strangulation and or destruction of the economies of the targeted countries and stymie their overall development.
Wilfred Arlington, Attorney General and Minister for Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade of Belize, addressing the 74th session of the United Nations General Assembly this past September at UN headquarters in New York.
Invariably, these draconian measures affect not only the targeted countries, but also the regions around them. They lead to humanitarian crises, mass irregular migration, and human exploitation, and they simultaneously divide regions, inhibit cooperations and collaboration, and conduce greatly to the increase of persistent poverty.
World leaders advocate multilateral policy approaches to solve today's world problems.